This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Investigators in Japan continue to search for a motive in a stabbing rampage that resulted in the deaths of one child and the person believed to be responsible. There are also injuries of more than a dozen others. A national broadcaster, NHK, says that a group of school children were waiting for their school bus in the Japanese city of Kawasaki when the attacker began slashing at the students. At least 17 others were also injured in the attack, including a handful of adults. President Trump is headed home from Japan after spending his last day stopping aboard a U.S. warship to give a Memorial Day speech. He also broke with tradition by criticizing another U.S. politician while on a visit to foreign soil. During his visit to Japan, Mr. Trump said he agreed with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's assessment of former U.S. vice president and 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden. More from AP's Rita Foley.
President Trump and Japan's prime minister were holding a joint news conference in Tokyo when a reporter asked him why he appeared to side with North Korea's autocratic leader about Joe Biden.
I can tell you that Joe Biden was a disaster.
The president broke with a long-standing tradition of avoiding partisan squabbles while on foreign soil and let it fly.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
The president said he is not a Biden fan. I'm Rita Foley.
After Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a government after appearing on track last month to win a fifth term as leader of the Jewish state, Israel moved closer to a new parliamentary election Monday. The parliament approved a preliminary motion to dissolve itself, and if adopted a second time in a Wednesday vote, Israel would be forced to hold new elections. This is VOA News. Europe is at a political crossroads as far-right and green parties made big gains in parliamentary elections. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks takes a look.
The country was supposed to have already left the EU, but hasn't been able to decide how, when, or even if it will deliver Brexit.
Thank you.
The new Brexit party of Nigel Farage has humiliated the ruling Conservatives and main opposition Labour Party, according to projections. It looks to have won the most votes, while the pro-EU Lib Dems, Greens and Change UK were combined, still a few percentage points behind. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron's centrist movement looks to have been narrowly edged into second place by Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration, anti-Brussels national rally. A similar outcome in Italy, where the far-right League is emerging as the largest party. In Greece, the ruling leftist party suffered a heavy, unexpected defeat by the opposition Conservatives.
And there was some relief in Brussels. The nationalist parties did not score as big a victory as centrists feared. There was also a surprise groundswell of support for smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. The National Weather Service in the United States is warning that the severe weather that ravaged several states and the central U.S. since last week is not done. NWS officials say unsettled conditions will bring heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and flooding from the Texas Panhandle to west central Kansas. The threat will also stretch into Nebraska, Iowa, northern Illinois, and central Indiana. Over the holiday weekend, a deadly tornado ripped through El Reno, Oklahoma, killing two people. Twisters were also reported in the states of New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, and Texas. And since last week, severe weather has killed people in several states, including Missouri and Iowa. A four-year-old boy was killed in Indiana. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on Syrian anti-aircraft positions near the Golan Heights Monday killed one soldier and wounded three. Israel has acknowledged firing at the Syrian position but has not given any details. The United States paused Monday to honor its war dead on the annual Memorial Day holiday. With U.S. President Donald Trump and Japan on a state visit, Vice President Mike Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery just outside of Washington, D.C. He told hundreds of military dignitaries and relatives of the fallen that their duty was to serve, and our duty is to honor them.
We can never repay the debt of gratitude we owe to the men and women who have given all to preserve our freedom. But we can honor them, remember them, cherish their families, and this we will do. Not just
along with the Memorial Day also marks the unofficial beginning of the summer period. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.